From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Janine Jorgensen reading Death's Door by Gail Lukasik. Now let's begin Death's Door. Prologue. April, 23 years earlier, Des Plaines, Illinois. Carol Sandinski stood on the stoop of her apartment building, staring at the spot where her daughter was last seen. Smoking a cigarette, she seemed not to notice the chill winds that whipped past her. "When was the last time you saw Ashley?" the reporter from the Chicago Times asked. "Like I told the cops, Friday, round 7. I was just getting ready to make dinner. I looked out the window to check on her. She was over there by that tree." She pointed to a leafless tree near the curb. "About 40 minutes later, the boys straggle in, hungry, you know. I says to 'em, 'Where's Ash?' But none of 'em knew." She pushed back a strand of brown hair from her face. "I just had this strange feeling, and I said to my husband, Mitch, I says, 'I'm calling the cops.'" "Can you give me a description of what she looks like? What was Ashley wearing when she disappeared?" the reporter asked. "Ashley's 14. She's 5'5 and weighs about 115 pounds. She has long blonde hair, curly-like, and blue eyes. That day she braided it and tied it off with one of them rubber bands with those glass balls, purple-colored. She likes the purple ones. She was wearing a light blue T-shirt, dark blue jeans, and white..."